Sports.com.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Here we are, swinging to another hump day across the land. And boy, do we have a lot to chomp on this hour. Including, oh yeah, another Republican debate. Here's what I wonder. With some of these Republican debates, you already have, because we just did our straw poll. And again, thanks for that amazing reaction. So many people in this audience, many of you that I've never heard from before, throwing in on who they would elect president right now. This, if they had to do it in that three-week period where we had our poll, who is that you would vote for? So in my mind, if I'm running and trying to get the nomination for my party, I'm trying to change minds. I know that I have people that will vote for me, and I know they're going to be there. But I want the people that I'm not so sure about, meaning the people who are on the fence. They haven't really picked who it is they want. So every time I go to a debate, if I'm Mitt Romney, if I'm Perry, if I'm Herman Cain, who has the juices flowing through his body because he is so amped up on the high that he's been on for the past month because he's really, really showing up in these debates, then I'm doing everything I can. I'm pulling out the arsenal. I'm laying out my plans. I am up on all my stuff because I want to be president, and I want you to know how I think the country needs to be run. I don't want to pussyfoot around things. I don't want to jib and jab all over the place and just try to go with the flow. I'm going to say, whether or not you like what I'm saying, I'm going to say exactly what I intend to do if you choose me to be the candidate. That's what I still like about Ron Paul. And many of you chose Ron Paul or Herman Cain. And it boils down to this with Ron Paul. He knows it's unpopular to say in a lot of places that he would cut all foreign aid, including Israel. Including Israel, because Israel gets a big fat check from America, and he's saying, you know, listen, I'm sorry, I would cut it. They don't need it. It teaches them to be dependent, and it reduces their sovereignty. Those are the exact words that he used. And as he has said all along, the Middle East should be free to do whatever it likes to do with its foreign policy without worrying about how the United States will react and perhaps punish it with fewer dollars. So these are votes. I mean, there are people that won't vote for Ron Paul for exactly what he just said there, especially what he said about Israel. So immediately Michelle Bachmann is saying, look, Israel's our greatest ally and spending shouldn't be cut there. That she would rather see nations that we've liberated, like Iraq and Libya, pay back the United States for the money it's spent there. Now, that I agree on. How come we never talk about reparations? Why are we not getting anything from Iraq? Are all the pipelines destroyed? Is no oil coming out of any pipeline anywhere? It's about time we get some payback there. We could throw it toward the deficit. Or we could throw it toward putting people back to work. So this was interesting. As much as we now have seen this dog and pony show, if you will, around the country, honestly, I think it's getting better and better because tempers were flaring. And I think it was real. I don't think it was, as much as it's a little bit of a show, I don't think it was phony. I don't think that part of it was phony, though. I think it was real. I mean, it was like boxing was back in Vegas. I used to live in Vegas, and that town thrived on the fight cards at the MGM Grand. I mean, there was always a big buzz through Las Vegas when there was a fight going on. So it was like that, seriously, shouting on top of each other. I mean, even Anderson Cooper, who's so mild-mannered, he seems a little bit lost, a little bit flustered in trying to figure out a way to get them back on track because they were all trying to find a chance to speak. So what's interesting is Newt Gingrich, he went after some people too. He said of Mitt Romney's health care reforms, he said, maximizing bickering is probably not the road to the White House. And really, that's what it was like. I think it was some of the most interesting stuff of all of the debates. And it really is because now they're starting to swing. We're getting closer every day to the first election. December, January, I mean, time is running out. So now we're really getting to the meat of how these candidates, I think, and how they come back when they're slammed. When they're slammed about something they've done or something, you know, that cuts them to the core, whatever it is. I saw that's good because that's what you want to see. As much as we're seeing this over and over again, it's getting better and better and better. And everybody piled on Herman Cain with the 999. The big things, the big themes were Obamacare and 999. That was the theme. And then, of course, also about the border fence. What do you think? When Herman Cain said an electric fence, do you think he meant it? Do you think he was doing that for effect? Do you think it was an accidental slip-up? Or do you think he really meant it and thought, let him fry on the electric fence? He did come back the next day and try to explain it. So the fence debate is up again. Bachman said that she would build a double fence along the southern area and that the country spends way too much money. We know what the tune is, $113 billion every year to provide those benefits to illegal immigrants. So she's saying you can't get a double fence. Get a double fence, that'll keep everybody out. And now raise your hand if you think a fence works. I suddenly am not seeing very many hands. We have special infrared glasses, you know. I'm not seeing any hands go up. So Perry accused Mitt Romney of not telling the truth when Romney said he had not hired illegal immigrants to work on his property. And Romney said he never hired an illegal in his life, but of course then you go back to 2008 when it was revealed that a company that just handled his lawn service, which of course he's removed from that and wouldn't know, hired illegals. And they did it for the entire time that they were working on his property. He just didn't know it. He didn't know that the company that he hired, that's what they chose to do. See, here's the thing. There's people called diggers, and they get paid enough money to dig up information. What do you got? What do you got on these people? And they do it to each other, and then they do it to the other party. So if you really want to be president, you don't want to get your hands dirty, but there's somebody in your organization that will, and they'll find out. They'll find out what it is and pump it out there as soon as they can. In fact, coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk a little bit more about that and some of the other things that made some buzz in your backyards on Tuesday heading into Wednesday here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. The judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on,
air. You know, every once in a while we kick it around when it comes to sports. In fact, most of the people running on the Republican side are all sports fans of some sort. You'll hear little sports references here and there. You have Texas and St. Louis in the World Series. That starts Wednesday. And a lot of people say the even money is on, I guess, the Texas Rangers. But what's interesting is the, I think some of the first timers that are getting to go to the series, the matchups of the hitting machine of the Rangers versus some of the pitching of St. Louis, I think is kind of intriguing, and I hope we see a series that goes the distance to seven games. Well, I had a chance to catch up with a guy named Will Rossellini. This guy is fascinating. I mean, he is so interesting. He's the CEO of MicroTransponder, and that company they just did a huge article on him in a Fast Company, a magazine called Fast Company. And this is a guy who was a pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks, and he went off after he left Major League Baseball. He went off and got a bunch of different degrees in the scientific field, started his company, that was focused on neurotechnology. And he's such a sought-after speaker. And he said he was intrigued by the brain and how the brain worked with sports people, and especially when it came to baseball, and that always fascinated him. But we had a chance to also talk about the series. He talked first about some pretty famous roommates, and take a listen.
Well, you know, it's really funny. So the World Series is on now, and I was very good friends with Matt Holliday, who's one of the power hitters for the St. Louis Cardinals. And I was roommates with Jose Valverde, whose nickname was Crazy Face with the Diamondbacks. He was the closer for the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah.
And while I would say that the sort of book intelligence, you know, athletes aren't known for, you know, academics, et cetera, what you will find is that their understanding of the human body, their understanding of the science behind what they're doing is extraordinary. And so whereas I was maybe unusual in my ability to be academic, in terms of neurophysiology, these guys were sort of top of the line. And we spent a lot of time thinking about some of the problems that we're currently working on today at microtransponders. So whereas they'd be surprised that I had so many degrees, I think they'd be surprised how much they probably understood it at an intuitive level about how the body works.
Yeah, he also went on to say, and how interesting is that, because also the work he's doing, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, you know, maybe, knock on wood, we have some kind of a cure, or at least a better way of life for the people who get hit with this severely, get knocked down by either one of those two brain disorders. You know, we see it, and we've seen some of the advances, but wouldn't it be great if they could get it up to a point where it was like 90-95%? All right, he also talked about, you know, the World Series itself. I mean, who's going to end up winning this thing?
Yeah, I think that I'm really pulling for the Rangers, which I've been out of the game long enough now that I can pull for a team, and it's not like a job. But I'm really excited about the Rangers because it just seems like as a team they've come together and they really deserve to have this happen, mostly because I'm a huge fan of Nolan Ryan. And as soon as he bought the team and started to become a part of it, they just sort of became successful. And so I'm really rooting for him to be successful over the long term.
All right, so will they, won't they? We'll wait and see when the first game rolls out on Wednesday. We move from the World Series to some other odds and ends that might be on your mind. A lot of you have sent me emails about Occupy Wall Street and whether or not I think the Occupy movement is similar from what we saw with the Tea Party, and why can't the Occupy folks get the same kind of status, if you will, that the Tea Party people ended up getting, some of the clout politically. And right off the bat, I would tell you, there's a big difference between the two movements because the Tea Party protests started to become much more organized, whereas the Occupy movement is different in that you're seeing these frustrations, but and it's all mostly surrounding economics. But it's a loose movement. And the protests are, some of the protests are pretty different from the Tea Party, and some of them are similar. Because the Tea Party started off where people felt like their government wasn't paying attention to them, and the taxation was ridiculous, and what we were doing with the deficit was ridiculous. And so that became the familiar theme, what the vision for our economic future really should be for the generations coming up behind us. So is there solidarity with these protesters? And you see how the politicians are kind of sort of dancing around this. The president, you would think, would probably, I think, jump on the movement. It seems like if, and many of you think that this part of this was a setup, so you would think that he would endorse it more. But he's not so much, he's not doing that too much. He's comes back to focusing on his American Jobs Act, which is funded in part by raising taxes on wealthier people and some corporations to make them pay their fair share, is what he's saying. And that is the critical difference between Obama's plan and what the Republicans believe should happen. So the truth of the matter is, at this point, the Occupy movement is not like the Tea Party, where I think it has enough sway to move some elections. I don't think so. Not yet. Now, could it end up becoming that? Yeah, sure. But it has to be more organized, and that's the thing. There isn't a strict organization at the top, and then you have these various states that are doing a similar thing. So it started in New York, and there's probably go-to on-camera guys that you see locally in every single spot just because they've become the chosen person. They're comfortable doing it. But there are not grassroots, serious, contact-this-person people. And the Tea Party had that. Once they knew they had something, then there started to be spokespeople, in other words. And there's not really those people that have emerged from the Occupy folks at this point. And how many other people will embrace it? That's the other thing. How big will it get in some of these smaller areas? That's another thing. The Tea Party movement in Tampa and Houston and, you know, pick a flavor in Pennsylvania got some serious play and got more organization and had people out there that were definitely focused on a handful of things, and that's it. The Occupy movement, we can be sure, will not be embracing Herman Cain anytime soon. Why? Because he thinks that what they're doing is falling on deaf ears, and it shouldn't be about Wall Street, it should be about Washington. Now, in a new poll, Herman Cain, who was really considered to be a second-tier guy as far as the Republican presidential nod was concerned, has enjoyed a massive surge in the polls. In a new poll, Cain actually leads President Obama in a head-to-head contest 43% to 41. How about that? And this is the Rasmussen poll. And I know some of you are listening and say, well, that slams toward the right. It's just like the Huffington. That slams towards the left. But I think there's some truth in it. I think the president's people are looking at Herman Cain pretty closely. Most handicappers think that Governor Mitt Romney still is the guy. He's the establishment guy, and he's the most electable option in 2012. See, that's the thing. Who's the most electable? Not who you like the best, like, oh, I really like Ron Paul. But if you don't want Obama, you want the person who's most electable. Who do you think that person is? Is it Romney? Is it Cain? Is it Perry? Is it Newt Gingrich? Is it Paul? Is it Bachman? Is it Santorum? Is it Huntsman? What do you think, America? 800-259-5791.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Where's the tree? It'll drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And take your favorite tree. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Yeah, so there's a big difference between who you think is electable and who you think, not who you think, but who you like. You know, you might love Herman Cain. Jay in Kentucky likes Herman Cain. 999, I'm embracing it. It works for me. They can poke holes in it. It's Cain. I like Cain. But is he electable? If you absolutely say there is no way I want this administration back, then I got to vote. Who am I voting for? Am I not voting at all? Because what does that do? Am I voting for the person I like the best or the person I think is electable? A lot of you like Ron Paul, and I like him too. I like him because even if I don't agree with every single thing he says, which I don't agree with anyone ever in my entire life with everything they say, I would challenge anyone if they like a politician to say every single thing they say matches up with me. There's going to be, it might be the littlest of things, but there's probably going to be one thing you're going to disagree with, and that's cool. That's good. But Ron Paul to a lot of people is just not electable. They will not go with Ron Paul. If an election was held right now, head-to-head Ron Paul and President Obama, do you think Ron Paul beats the president? Mitt Romney, does he beat the president? Herman Cain, does he beat the president? Because that's what we're asking, and they're two different things. Who's the most electable? Who's the person you like? And it could be the same person, which then that's a great thing. Because the person that you like the best, that you think is the most electable, is the one that could get it, maybe. And Herman Cain is fast rising, fast moving, does not have a lot of money backing him. But that might, does that really matter in the long run? It does if you listen to the Obama people. For goodness sake, Obama's an incumbent and they're talking about $1 billion for the president to get reelected. $1 billion. I thought, this was a long time ago when I read that figure and I thought, oh, I'm going blind. This can't be the right number. Am I reading the zeros wrong? This can't be right. And you know what? Sure enough, it was right. It was right. That seems like a high figure to me for somebody who currently occupies that job. Who hasn't, you know, it's not like his approval ratings are in the 20s and the 30s. And yet, that kind of a war chest is what you need. So who's the most electable? And you may say the most electable, frankly. I mean, I know there's got to be people out there, don't be shy, that think the president is doing a good job and people need to get off his back. I've gotten those emails. And some of you even said you would vote for the president. Now, we had 11 people said that they would vote for the president still versus what one guy told me, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. He said the Republican Party, that's what it is, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Pick an idiot and let it go. That's what he said. This was Paul who wrote an email and talked about, you know, I cannot vote that way, even though my parents, I know, will, that they will not vote for Obama. Anybody but Obama. And I'm starting to see bumper stickers that say that, anybody but Obama. All right, moving on to, and we'll continue that thread about electable versus who you like, who you want to see be president. Because I think that they can be two different things. Or, like I said, if you're lucky, then maybe it's the same. So you don't have to worry about that, because the person that you want is the person who is, you believe, is the most electable. But we're 13 months away. 13 months. It'll come fast. Mark my words. All right, Fast and Furious. We're not going to let this go. We're like the 5 or 6 congressmen now that are calling for Republican, that are calling for the resignation of Eric Holder, the Attorney General. But you got the Justice Department that is accusing the mischaracterization of evidence in the Fast and Furious probe. That's what they're saying. It's a character assassination. But there's some big confusion here. So, looking at policy and looking at this, the ATF gun running prior to Fast and Furious, it's, I think, if anything, it's getting more and more interesting, and they just might get to the bottom of everything. So there was actually a vote. And here's how it went down in D.C.
The yeas are 99. The nays are 0. The amendment as modified is agreed to.
Yeah, think of the money. A senator proposing a bill to bar funds from the Department of Justice. Senator Cornyn was the guy that came up with that legislation that would disallow taxpayer money to go to gun walking programs. Well, how do you think the vote's going to be taken on that one? You just got to think, who's going to step on the other side of that line? I don't think so. That was pretty safe, if anything. That's why you heard that. All right. Also, something else that's brewing besides Fast and Furious, the gun running probe, and of course, more people, like I said, more congressmen calling for the resignation of Eric Holder. A sad, sad story that I haven't even touched yet at this point. The police in Philadelphia are now uncovering what they're calling a house of horrors. Don't know if you've heard about this story, but if you haven't, that's the deal. Here's the buzz in your backyard. And people are talking about this because it's just such a sick, twisted thing. But the cops are looking into maybe 50 or more possible victims after four mentally challenged people were found in a basement dungeon in a Philadelphia house. And what it says across the headlines of the Philly papers is House of Horrors. The police created a task force to find the owners of Social Security cards, driver's licenses, you know, how they were ripping them off, and other forms of IDs that were discovered because they want to make sure that the people are safe and not harmed somewhere. What happened is they were tipped off after the four adults were found in literally like a dungeon, and they were adults that have the mental capacity of maybe 10-year-olds. So immediately three suspects were charged with kidnapping, and what they were trying to do is collect the checks. They were trying to get the Social Security money. Wow. And what happened to uncover this was dogs barking. There was a guy that, here's basically what happened. There was a 47-year-old who was homeless and somehow was, the name of the person is Thomas Gregory, who's homeless, was picked up last week and charged with criminal conspiracy, right? So follow the bouncing ball. Stay with me on this. Aggravated assault, kidnapping, and a bunch of other charges. Now, the daughter had been renting a two-bedroom apartment for about a year and lived there with two teenagers. They were paying $750 a month with cash or maybe even a money order. And like other tenants that lived in this seven-unit building, by the way, they had a key to the basement. So the landlord heard those barking dogs when he was in the basement where he kept his maintenance tools, and he found a chain across the door to you know, another sub-basement. And he went and he started to ask questions, and he freed the people that were there. And the space was so small, you couldn't even stand up. And there were buckets, I don't want to get too deep into this, but there were buckets of waste that they were using to relieve themselves. And you had one person, you had a 29-year-old who disappeared in 2005. And she was identified as one of the victims. The others were between the ages of 29 and 41. How sick and twisted is that? And there were teeth that were knocked out of one of the people. Oh, man. They need to pay the ultimate price, whatever it is. I mean, they're being held on $500,000 bail following their arraignments, but several people that had disappeared, four of them anyway, were found in that basement, and now they're worried about all these other IDs that they're trying to track down, that it could be up to 50 more victims. Woo! There ought to be a strict law.
healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
To lighten the load for the tail end of the show and tell you who's celebrating another day where they're blowing out more candles on the cake. You know, it's interesting. I don't know how many of you have the same experience that I had when I was a child. And I don't care if you're a guy. I bet you had the same experience. Did you want to be older? When you were, you know, like six, were you telling everybody you were seven or you're almost seven or you're six and three quarters? Or, you know, when you start to say, it's like when people say the days. You can always tell this with a guy. How long have you been married? I've been married 7 years, 35 days, whatever, 3 hours. They, like, know exactly. I've never decided whether that's good or bad. It depends on their voice and how they're saying it. So with birthdays, I think when you're younger, you want to be the older kid. You want to get on the bus. You want to be with the other kids, some of us. And you don't want to be left behind. So there's that longing to be older. But then when you're older, there's the longing to be younger. And I don't know what the line of demarcation is. When is it when you decide that you're not, you know, that's it. Okay, I'm not celebrating birthdays anymore, or I don't care about my birthday that way anymore. At what point are you saying that? Is it 30? Is it 40? Is it somewhere in between that? I don't know. Food for thought. So let's head to the birthdays.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people! We need birthday singers!
We're actually going to start higher and work our way lower. So backwards, in other words. Peter Max was a guest on this show. He's a famous artist. He does a lot of, I think, interesting work. You can go to his website. It's just type in Peter Max. 74 years old, but it's like he's still back in the 60s. He had a very unique style and has worked with, you know, A-listers of today and A-listers of yesterday. 74. He doesn't look 74, I can tell you that, from meeting him in person. John Lithgow, you know who he is. He just did a stint on Dexter. He was a bad guy last season. He was on Third Rock from the Sun. He's been in a slew of movies and whatnot. 66 years old. He actually shares a birthday with somebody who I have no idea who Divine is, other than seeing pictures of Divine, a female impersonator in John Waters' movie Hairspray. If you saw that movie, you know who I'm talking about. Evander Holyfield, famous heavyweight boxer, defeated a bunch of different people, including Buster Douglas. But Holyfield, probably one of his most famous bouts that got a lot of attention for people who don't follow boxing, was when he was bit in the ear by Mike Tyson. Remember that? I was on the air when that happened in Dallas, Texas. Ty Pennington. You ever watch Extreme Makeover, the home edition? 47 years old. Chris Kattan from Saturday Night Live. He played a funny character, Corky Romano. Omar Gooding. He's the less-known brother of Cuba Gooding, hosting Wild and Crazy Kids. He did some parts in some movies, but it's like the Baldwin brothers. Who do you know of the Baldwin brothers? Who is the most famous? Well, that would be Alec Baldwin, because now he's on a hit show, and of course he's been in a ton of movies too, and he's the most known of the Baldwin brothers. So in the Gooding family, it's Cuba Gooding. He is the most known of that clan, let's say. We know I'm a fan of history, as many of you are, because, you know, if we don't learn from history, we're bound to repeat our mistakes. And when I was a kid, I loved history class. I loved it when I was in college. I liked it when I was in, you know, grade school. It just was interesting to me, especially when we talk about American Revolution stuff. I loved hearing about that. And maybe it's because I grew up so close to the battlefields and whatnot. And so I felt like I could really understand, which sounds weird, but I could understand the descriptions and what we were talking about in these battles. Then I would go to the battlefields with my family and be like, oh yeah, Yorktown. Wow. This is where the British general Cornwallis surrendered. And what a huge day. What a huge moment. And Lord Cornwallis, on this day in history, that's when that happened, by the way, was one of the most famous British generals, without a doubt, of the American Revolution, because it was in 1776, remember, when he drove Washington's forces out of New Jersey, and he also had a huge victory at Camden, South Carolina. And subsequently, his invasion of North Carolina wasn't quite as successful. But anyway, the day is known for that, the surrender of the 8,000 British soldiers and seamen to the Franco-American force. And really, that was the end, effectively, of the American Revolution, October 19th, 1781. You know, if we fast forward and look at something completely different, I watched The Patriot, even though Mel Gibson, I think, is a nut and has gone off the deep end. I like that movie, The Patriot. And I go back to the American Revolution again and go back to Civil War flicks. I like Civil War flicks, American Revolution stuff, you know, whatever. And watching that, I think they did actually a pretty good portrayal. And I can imagine that I rented The Patriot at Blockbuster. Do you know that on this day in 1985, it was the 80s, the first Blockbuster video store opened, and it was in Dallas, Texas. Most video stores, and I remember this, were just really mom-and-pop small kind of stores, or small operations anyway, and they had limited selections. Blockbuster was huge because they had 8,000 tapes on shelves all around the store. And I mean, it was, wow, Blockbuster just blew you away if you can remember the first time you went into a Blockbuster. And it seemed like an endless amount of movies that you could rent. Then Netflix came along, and that changed everything. And the DVDs, and on forward from that, and ultimately, who knows where we're headed in the future. But at the time in 1985, they knew they had something when people just went in droves to Blockbuster. All right, one last one for you. Ever see a DeLorean? Oh, I always wanted to ride in a DeLorean. I don't really care so much about cars. Like, up to me, cars, I like to look at nice cars, of course, but the idea to me of a good car is one that is just will run until it dies. Kind of like Dr. E when he calls us each week to give us his nail the score guess. And he and I have talked about this. I forget how many miles he has on his car, but it's crazy. It's like a crazy amount, like 260,000 or something. And I'm right there with him. Who wants car payments? Who wants to worry about all the nonsense? Your vehicle, as soon as you take that car, you know, off the lot, it depreciates, boom, like that. But you're in a different stratosphere if you're driving in a DeLorean. So on October 19th, 1982, a shocker, John DeLorean was arrested and charged with conspiracy to obtain and distribute 55 pounds of coke. He was acquitted in August of 84. It took all that time. But that was just the tip of the iceberg. He had other legal things he had to worry about. He went on trial for fraud and had to pay millions of dollars to creditors and lawyers. And he went, you know, basically went into obscurity after that. But he definitely has a place in automotive history. Think of Back to the Future, the Gullwing sports car, one of the most famous cars in the world. That's the DeLorean. This is a guy, he grew up in Detroit, he worked for Chrysler while he was still in college. He had a pretty promising career, and then he decided to go on a side road, and unfortunately it took him down big time. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me through the website americatonight.net.